And you're reporting something pretty startling right now. You've got senior officials inside the Republican Party actually exploring what to do if Trump drops out.
This is absolutely unprecedented. First of all, I am told that RNC Chairman Reince Priebus is furious, that he has had multiple discussions with Trump, telling him he needs to drastically change course. But here's the news. I am told that senior officials at the party are actively exploring what would happen if Trump dropped out, how to replace him on the ballot. The answer, George, is they can't force him out. He would have to go out voluntarily. And then it would be the 168 members of the RNC through a complicated process, they would pick a new candidate. It would have to happen by early
September. But they think that's a real possibility?
He is so unpredictable right now. They are so unable to control his message that they just don't know. And they clearly think it is a possibility, which is why they're looking at these rules.
And one of the reasons, John Carl, some of the Republicans still standing by Trump, it appears that he still has some ability to raise some money for them.
He does. And, George, I have to say that the frustration is especially deep because they believe that Hillary Clinton looks vulnerable, exactly as Matthew said. She's actually had a bad few days. The DNC has gone through a whole shakeup. You know, she misstated what the FBI director said about her emails. One top official told me if Trump had gone on vacation for the past 2 weeks, he would be in the lead. But, yes, he can still raise money, and he still has support among the Republican rank and file.